Hey everybody, Mike Morgan, Chief Communication Officer for Henderson County, and welcome to another episode of our Henderson County Conversations podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the Farmland Preservation Task Force. And joining me today is going to be a regular on our podcast conversations. That's Christopher Todd, our Business and Community Development Director, and also Liz Hansen. She's one of our planners, Planner 1 for Henderson County, will be joining us as well. But as we look at this, the purpose of the task force is going to be to preserve and protect agricultural land throughout Henderson County while supporting local producers and rural character of the county. So Chris, on April 1st, Board of Commissioners meeting, the board laid out plans for the task force. And Chris, you know, you're real good at this, man. Just kind of give us the that 30,000-foot view, kind of explain to our residents and listeners, what is the Farmland Preservation Task Force?
That's right, Mike. You know, the commissioners did meet on April Fool's Day, but agriculture's no joke here in Henderson County. They met and created the Farmland Preservation Task Force with the goal of trying to bring a broad community of people together and subject matter experts to try and figure out what is the next step and what is the best path forward for farmland preservation in Henderson County. This is a conversation that's been going on for a long time, but we have a lot of momentum today so that we can begin determining the best solutions and actually starting to implement them.
Hey Chris, I know on the April 1st meeting, the board did also lay out the plans about the proposed membership. So kind of tell us who all is going to make up this task force.
As I said a moment ago, we have a diverse group of folks that we really want on this task force. The staff has been working diligently to try to make sure with the Board of Commissioners' input that we have all the stakeholders that we need for this to be successful. So some of the members are going to absolutely include some of our Board of Commissioners, both Chair McCall and Commissioner Hill are on the board, but we're also going to have representatives from the Planning Board. We're going to have a representative from the Soil and Water Conservation District. We're going to have a representative from Agribusiness Henderson County, the Cooperative Extension, the Farm Bureau, the Hendersonville Board of Realtors, as well as, because they're really the folks that are going to be impacted by this, we're bringing in representation from the actual farmers here in Henderson County. There's going to be some at-large members as well, trying to, again, get the diverse input that we're going to need for a successful program. Because if we don't have a full understanding of what the problem is, it's really hard to implement a solution that actually does anything.
And for those at-large positions currently available that Chris just mentioned, if you go to our website, hendersoncountync.gov, click on the Board of Commissioners page, you can see the application right there for the boards and committees that we have. So, and you know, Chris, the board has held several special called meetings over the last couple of months and invited farmers to come, very well attended. I would say in a lot of ways, they have spoken, our board has listened, and now this task force has been created.
This task force absolutely is a result of years worth of work and recent meetings listening to the farming community and the Henderson County population at large. Through both our comprehensive land use plan process and then all of these stakeholder meetings that we've been holding over the last couple months, the board has heard that this is an issue, and it's an issue that's impacting the farmers, but it's an issue impacting our citizens at large. This county has a history of agriculture. It's a part of our, it's a part of who we are, it's a part of this place. And in order to preserve that, the board wanted to begin to take the steps to do and accomplish something, and something real. And that's the goal of this task force, is to figure out what the problem is again, and actually have an implementation that's going to impact real people in the world.
You know, one thing, Chris, that you always sing praises of your staff, the folks behind the scenes who get everything done, and nobody has worked harder on getting this task force started than Liz Hansen. She is a Planner 1 with Henderson County. And Liz, I know there's been a ton of background work you've done, a lot of census information. So if you would, just kind of give everybody a snapshot of all that's gone in to get us to where we are today with the beginning of this task force.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. So I guess to go back to the beginning, I have a personal interest and background in agriculture, but when I came to the county, I kind of came in on the tail end of the 2045 comprehensive land use plan, and a section specifically in the plan is focused on preserving agriculture. So I already got to learn a little bit about the current state of the county, how farmland and farming was looking right now. And it really piqued my interest, and I eventually got to attend some stakeholder meetings with different farm groups, ag groups, which was really great to actually connect with the community as someone who isn't from here. So after a while, Chris approached me with, kind of putting together a little bit more formal information for the commissioners because they were really ready to start something to preserve agriculture. So I did a ton of background research for a while. Up until actually this past February, we were relying on 2017 census data. So pretty outdated and also very bleak. So in this past February, when that new data came out, it was great timing because, everything was in motion. And so I was able to read through hundreds and hundreds of pages of census data and make sense of it. And eventually put together something digestible for not only the commissioners to see, but also the public. And as we mentioned, the special called meetings were so well attended and so many people came out, farmers, non-farmers, everyone. And I think they really saw those numbers and saw the reality of farmland currently and that the future, if we don't do something now, is not looking very good for agriculture in this county.
You know, Liz, earlier I mentioned the purpose statement basically for the task force, which again is to preserve and protect agricultural land throughout the county while supporting local producers and the rural character of the county. And when you really look at that, there's a lot there. I mean, preserve and protect. We've heard a lot about that. You know, farmers are worried about that. And then also kind of, supporting our folks and keeping the character of the county. Well done on that purpose statement, because that really kind of drives home exactly what we're trying to get done with this task force, doesn't it?
Yes, thank you. There are several different parts of that purpose statement, because again, agriculture is such a huge kind of wicked problem, I guess you could call it, nowadays. So the preserve and protect aspect, I think, kind of goes more into the easement side, the more actually permanently protecting this land that is currently being used for farming. Because as many people know, once land goes out of farm use, it is almost never put back in farm use. So that's kind of the first piece. But of course, you can't have farming without farmers and producers and everyone that goes into that, whether they are working in a farmer's market, at a farmer's market stand, or if they're actually in the field every day. So we need to come up with ways to support our producers, whether that be financially, whether that be through connecting them to other resources, education, because at the end of the day, if we don't have farmers, we're not going to have farms and we're not going to have food. And then similarly to that, involving younger producers, something positive that did come out of the census, the 2022 census, was that there are more young and new producers in the county than there were previously. And that basically means anyone under the age of 35 and that has 10 years or less experience on any kind of farm. Also, wanting to involve Future Farmers of America and high school groups to make sure that all the farmers that are getting older, because again, the average age of a farmer throughout the United States and in Henderson County, I think it's even a little bit older, is about 65 or 60 to 65. So again, people are aging out of the business, and it's vital that we come up with solutions and ways to get younger people involved in this career, essentially.
And Liz, you mentioned kind of the younger generation, the FFA and the 4-H Club. Just kind of talk about, again, kind of really drive home how big that is to try and get the younger generation into farming.
Yeah, so again, if you Future Farmers of America, the 4-H Club, I've personally gone and got to meet with students that are in these groups, and you can see how passionate they are about farming, whether they come from a long line of family farmers or if they're kind of just wanting to get into it. They're passionate about it and they want to make a career out of it, but unfortunately it's not an easy thing to break into. And so by, making connections with young farmers and, not only having county support, but also connecting these young farmers to existing or older farmers and kind of having some kind of mentorship or, way that these younger producers can see that you can have a career and a sustainable, life in farming. But right now, they just really need a lot of support.
Okay, so Liz, we're in the process of creating the membership for the task force. We have the first meeting set for a Monday in May. Why don't you tell listeners when that's going to be, where it's going to be, and the public's invited?
Yeah, so we're having our first task force meeting on Monday, May 13th. It's going to be in the evening at the King Street Meeting Building, and that is at 100 North King Street in downtown Hendersonville. It's open to the public, so anyone that's interested, please feel free to come and listen in, and we're really looking forward to it.
Liz and Chris, thanks so much for being with us today on the Harrison County Conversations podcast. Once again, the Farmland Preservation Task Force, it is in full force. They're putting it together. First meeting coming up in May. Thank you so much to both of you guys for the hard work you have done. And again, stay tuned for more information as we get closer to that May 13th meeting. And once again, thanks for listening to our Henderson County Conversations podcast.